Hey, thanks so much, Jack. And there is no deception here, just good fortune, because we do have wonderful members of the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia to perform a special lunchtime matinee concert of the chamber music of Robert Schumann. Welcome to you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much. We have Doris Hall-Golati, principal clarinet, Matthew Cohen, principal viola, and Jenny Lee, an astral artist at the piano. Doris, do you mind telling us a little bit about the first piece you're going to play for us?
A little bit. This is a very late work by Schumann. Not played as much as we would like it to be, maybe, in our repertoire of clarinet, viola, and piano. Actually was written just a bit before Schumann's very major breakdown. As most people seem to know a little bit about that, that he had some stress in his life. For me, we chose what we think is the very poignant, sad and reflective yet joyous movement in this four-movement work. But each movement on its own is very complicated and can almost hold itself on its own. So I think there is a hint of the fact that maybe indeed he was struggling.
And what's the name of the piece?
Oh, well, this is The Fairy Tales.
The Fairy Tales.
I'm not going to pretend to pronounce it correctly in German. Opus 132.
Okay, wonderful. So the slow movement from the Märchner Erzählungen, or Fairy Tales of Robert Schumann, one of his final works, and performed for us by Doris Hall-Golati, Matthew Cohen of the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia, and Jenny Lee at the piano.
Thank you.
Oh, that was just exquisite. The slow movement from Schumann's Märchner, Erzählungen or Fairy Tales. And it's really touching. I think the German expression for that movement is ruhiges Tempo, calm tempo mit zartem Ausdruck, with tender expression. And you certainly brought that out in that beautiful performance. And it's very tender and touching because you're going to be performing this on a special concert on Thursday. Could you tell us a little bit about this concert, Matthew?
Absolutely. Thank you, Deborah. So this concert is to benefit the Holochevsky Musicians Fund, and it consists of musicians from the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia and guests, and we're playing a very wide variety of repertoire from the Baroque to the present day, including such composers as Vivaldi, Schumann, Schubert, Brahms, Stephen Gerber, Shostakovich, and more. And it's going to be a really fun, really exciting event, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
And where can people hear this concert?
It will be taking place at the Church of the Holy Trinity at 7 p.m.
on Thursday evening, and I'll be performing as well as Ignat Solzhenitsyn, who's the former music director of the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia. He's making a very special appearance here in Philadelphia. Speaking of that tender expression, I heard you say, Doris, a little earlier that one of the reasons Ignat is going to be here is that he felt very close to Jimmy Holochevsky, for whose fund this is a benefit concert. And could you tell us a little bit about Jimmy?
Jimmy was a brilliant, brilliant person and a fabulous, actually, artist, musician, cellist. He was one of the founding members. He was one of the original members in the what was Concerto Soloist. And he actually, from what I'm to understand, a little bit of background, is Jimmy was actually offered a position, and I believe in the Cleveland Orchestra, and turned it down to stay here and to be with Mark Mastavoy and the concerto soloist. He went on through all the years, almost made it to the 50th year celebration, and he went through as the chamber orchestra and became personnel manager at one point, probably before I came in. And I don't know what to say. He was just a class act all around. He was a lovely person and, like I said, a brilliant artist. So there was a definite connection, I think, for all of us at the time. A lot of times, you know, Ignat would be conducting from the piano. Yeah. So we were really playing chamber music oftentimes in our chamber orchestra concerts. And he and Jimmy being principal cello, there was obviously a necessity for that kind of artistry.
So it sounds like he was a very special person, not just as a musician, but as somebody who touched a lot of people's lives. And tell us a little bit about the fund that's named after him, the Holochevsky Musicians Fund.
Sure, the Musicians Fund is to help, it's a fund allocation just for musicians and all the special projects that the Chamber Orchestra does over the years. So we do not just what goes on in the Perlman Theater, but also what goes on around the area, so with regional musicians as well.
And that was the voice of Michael Hoag, who is the marketing director, I believe, of the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia, telling us about this very special Holochevsky Fund for which the classical jukebox concert is going to benefit and that will fund special projects and musicians' fees in the future for the Chamber Orchestra. As we mentioned, a huge variety of repertoire for this wonderful concert on Thursday. Jenny Lee, astral artist, you'll be participating in quite a few pieces. Do you mind telling us about which performances you'll be taking part in Thursday night?
Yes, definitely. It's actually my pleasure and my privilege to work with the members from the Chamber Orchestra. So I'll be playing, of course, the trio with Doris and Matthew, and also another duo with Matthew Cohen on Adagio, and also by Schumann, Adagio and Allegro, and also finally a piano quartet by Brahms.
Wow, great program. And I think we want to hear a little bit more Schumann now. Matthew, do you mind telling us a little bit about the Adagio and Allegro that you're going to play for us?
Absolutely. So I'm committing a minor transgression here, performing this piece on viola, as it was originally written for the French horn.
Okay.
And was actually written especially to celebrate or take advantage of the brand new valved horn, which had just been invented, which was the occasion of the very interesting middle section in a very remote key that would not have been possible on the French horn previously, so it would have been very shocking to an audience. In the present day, it's very often performed on viola and cello, as well as French horn.
And what touches you in particular about this piece?
Well, I think it really in a relatively brief 8-minute piece, it encompasses a very wide range of characters and emotions. The adagio is slow, languid, gloriously expressive, and just very beautiful. And then the allegro section is completely contrasting. It's heroic. It bounds with energy. It goes all over the place, and it's really quite exciting. And one can certainly imagine some sort of hunt taking place, as one can in many sorts of horn works.
And Jenny, we know that Clara Schumann premiered this piece, and she was a great pianist. From a pianist standpoint, what do you love about this Adagio and Allegro of Schumann?
Yes, it's so contrasting, and such dialogue constantly between the viol and the piano. And a lot of times we interact in such way that we never expected, you know, from just before. It's constant changing, constant emotional involvement. That's just so fantastic.
Wonderful. Let's hear you play now the Adagio and Allegro by Robert Schumann.
Thank you.
Bravo! That was fabulous. We just heard the Adagio and Allegro by Robert Schumann performed for us by Matthew Cohen, principal viola of the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia, and Jenny Lee, pianist. She is an astral artist, and they'll be performing along with many members of the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia. Myself, I'll be at the piano, and Ignaz Solzhenitsyn, former music director, will also be performing on the Classical Jukebox Concert Thursday evening, this coming Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Church of the Holy Trinity at Rittenhouse Square to benefit the Holachevsky Musicians Fund. And Doris, thank you so much for being here as well. Doris Hall-Gulati, principal clarinetist. It was just wonderful. Michael Hogue, if people want to get tickets for this beautiful and very richly varied evening of chamber music, how can they do so?
Sure. You can purchase tickets at chamberorchestra.org, or you can purchase them at the door. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here, all of you. It was truly terrific. And
thank
can't
you
wait
for
to see you on
us.
Thursday.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you.
Back to you, Jack.